Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time.
Good morning and welcome to your Morning Boost. My name is Melissa Grinstead and I am the lead ESOL contributor at AWB Education. I'm back as your host today, and I'm looking forward to providing you with a tip or trick to help you with your mission of serving EL-identified students. So today's topic is providing effective feedback from a principal to an ESOL teacher. This is one that, when I'm working with ESOL teachers, gets brought up a lot. They sort of feel like they are an island in a sea of general education teachers, and often I hear, yeah, I had my evaluation and it went okay. And when I probe it, I'm like, well, you know, what'd you hear? And they're like, well, I don't know. I mean, the feedback I got was just kind of generic and it didn't seem to really match what I do for my job. And I think that's a valid statement when we think about the nuances of being an ESOL teacher. And I think that it is really important that our administrators are intentional about providing feedback that's really specific to what the unique job of an ESOL teacher looks like. When ESOL teachers are teaching, they're not just teaching content, they're teaching language and culture simultaneously. And so I think our feedback has to be sensitive to that. And we need to consider providing specific observations and feedback around the strategies for language acquisition that we're noticing, or differentiation for varying language proficiency levels, and examples of culturally responsive teaching. Those are all sort of unique to the role of an ESOL teacher, and they work so hard to incorporate those elements into their practice. And I think those are some of the types of things that they're really seeking feedback on. So, for example, providing feedback to an ESOL teacher that says, your lesson didn't seem very engaging, might be sort of generic for an ESOL teacher. Instead, maybe they could hear, I noticed that some students seemed a little hesitant to participate during your speaking activity. Have you thought about incorporating more pair work or providing some visual supports to aid that comprehension and encourage their participation? What other variables have been sort of holding them back? That's going to really focus on specific observations that are unique to the needs of an English learner and offer some more concrete suggestions to help improve practice. I think also a big thing that's important is that we help our ESOL teachers, and really all of our teachers, right, know that their evaluation or their walkthrough or their observation isn't about just checking a box. I think our teachers are really seeking that we focus on the impact of their instruction on student learning. Anytime that we can anchor our feedback in statements about the progress that students are making in their language development, their ability to access the content because of some of the scaffolds and supports that we've put into place, those kinds of things are going to be really powerful for the ESOL teachers to hear. I think it's also important to be mindful of the ESOL teacher's workload and keep it in mind as we are formulating our feedback, because sometimes it feels good for our ESOL teachers to know that it's recognized that they sometimes have additional responsibilities outside of maybe a typical general education teacher. That could be some of their language assessments that they have to do, the amount of staff that they need to collaborate with because of shared students, those types of things. It's important to remember that our feedback, of course, is going to center around classroom instruction, but it could also have a wider reaching net and talk about that collaboration with other students, or what communication with parents looks like, or what we've noticed about teachers seeking out their own professional development related to their pedagogy specific to being an ESOL teacher. We could talk about how we're noticing that they are collaborating with both general education and special education teachers in order to really understand and collaborate around a student's whole day and make sure that we're not duplicating services or missing services, and that we are using common terminology to help avoid any confusion with students. Things like that are going to be very powerful for ESOL teachers to hear. I think it's important too, as administrators, to do our own learning around what is best practice in ESL instruction. How does that look different than maybe instruction in a general education classroom? Some of us need some learning on that, right? We might need to seek professional development ourselves or consult with an ESL specialist. But until we really get a grasp of that ourselves, it is going to be difficult for us to provide that really targeted and specific feedback that's going to help improve our practice of our ESL teachers. Conversely, we also need to provide our feedback to teachers around encouraging them to continue to seek out professional learning and connect and network with communities that are going to be specific to ESL. A lot of the professional development that tends to happen from a district level is more specific to general education content areas. And sometimes we need to be creative in the ways that we support our teachers and getting the unique professional learning they need to support them within their specific content area. With feedback and just providing that to our ESOL teachers, it's not a one-time event. We need to make sure that we're visible in those ESOL classrooms, providing those regular check-ins to make sure that our teachers are feeling supported, whether those are formal or informal. And just being intentional about celebrating the successes that we're seeing are going to be hugely powerful in helping our teachers feel efficacious and supported. That is your Morning Boost for today. Thanks for listening, and we will talk with you again soon.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.